just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. We are black and white together, we shall not be moved. Black and white together, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water.
This is Paul Toner. I am president of the 107,000 member Massachusetts Teachers Association. We are here today because our profession and our right to bargain collectively are under attack, and we are fighting back. Wisconsin was not a fluke. Our enemies are after us with both barrels. They are trying to strip public employees of their bargaining rights and slash benefits in state after state. Michigan, Indiana, Tennessee, Alabama, and Ohio, to name a few. Right next door in Maine, the governor had the nerve to remove murals of working men and women from the walls of the state's Department of Labor because he said it was too pro-labor. And state after state in Washington, the Tea Party agenda is to push through tax breaks for the wealthy and for big corporations, then sounding the alarm that the deficit is increasing, providing a good excuse to take an axe to programs for the poor and middle class. This is no quiet conspiracy. They make no secret about what they are after. Grover Norquist of the right-wing Americans for Tax Reform said it very clearly. I don't want to abolish government, he said. I simply want to reduce it to the size where I can drag it to the bathroom and drown it in the bathtub. Here's how bad it has gotten. Today, the richest 1% of Americans receive a quarter of all income and have 40% of all the wealth. In fact, they have as much wealth as the bottom 90% of Americans combined. This is a bigger concentration of wealth at the top than in any other modern industrialized country. It is also the biggest gap the U.S. has seen since 1929. You don't need to be a history major to know what happened in 1929. The situation is getting worse. As you know, Wall Street and the bankers caused our recent economic crisis. They were bailed out by us, the taxpayers. Instead of being humble and contrite about all the damage they have done, they are brashly showering bonuses on themselves like there is no tomorrow. The picture looks bleak, but we do have some powerful tools on our side. We have the facts, we have fairness, we have justice, and we have people. 100